Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. In Washington, there was considerable entertainment value as Anthony Weiner, after denying and coming up with excuses for what was apparently an online sort of lack of inhibitions, scattered around his Twitter feed and various other sorts of online image sources. But here he is, finally coming clean.
To be clear, the picture was of me, and I sent it. I am deeply sorry for the pain this has caused my wife, Huma, and our family.
Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner weeping there at a news conference explaining the lewd photographs of himself sent over Twitter. Indeed, he was the source of them. Joining us now is Ron Bongean. Singer Bongean Strategies is where he's from, which is a communication and crisis management service. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
So, I'm trying to sort out here. Let's just make a comparison to, before we do the partisan comparison, because here's a Democratic congressman who's very much on the left, very much a critic of President Obama, claiming he's not going to resign, and there are at least some scattered reports that his constituency in Brooklyn and Queens doesn't much care about this issue, at least to the point where it might threaten him 2 years from now. But how would we compare a crisis for a congressman like Anthony Weiner versus a crisis in a sort of similar moral, sexual issue for, say, the head of Hewlett-Packard, who had to step down? That situation. What's different about a crisis management in a corporate context versus a political context?
Well, the first is that you're in a political context. You're sent by voters to Washington. You're placed in public trust. So you're a federal employee, basically serving voters who sent you there to Washington. In the corporate context, you're probably elected by a board to become CEO, for instance, or you're hired by a corporation to represent that brand, that corporation. But, you know, not only are you, a federal, elected official, but you're also representing another brand. You're representing, a party brand. So the Democratic Party would be that for Anthony Weiner.
All right, we're talking with Ron Bongean of Singer Bongean Strategies. So, and that would explain the Democratic Party brand issue, would explain why Nancy Pelosi said we're doing an investigation into ethics, even though she knows, you know, we all know there's not necessarily any, you know, legal issue here aside from possibly the use of his phone if he was doing something involving underage girls. That gets him into serious trouble, right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And it's the first thing that a Democratic, that any leader of each party should do, which would be to protect everyone else in the party or the brand and call for an investigation, which shows that you don't want to hide this. You want it swept under the rug. You want transparency. You want this figured out so that every member of Congress who's part of the, Democratic Party can say there's an ethics investigation and I support that.
But, maybe Weiner needs to learn the Newt Gingrich lesson, which is that eventually over time, all of these things fade from memory, right? And maybe if he'd come right out, said, yes, so this was a stupid thing I did, and then said no more about it, eventually as the years passed, people would forget?
Well, that's the whole issue, is that in a crisis, the goal here is to come out with the truth as fast as possible, or else it's just going to drip out, as it did over the last week.
Although Newt Gingrich had to resign his speakership eventually.
Well, he had a series of issues that led to him, resigning his speakership. One of them was that he just didn't have the support of the Republican conference in the end.
And he became his own brand, which was sort of at odds with everything else that the GOP was trying to do against Bill Clinton. But that was quite a while ago. Ron Bongean, let's talk about the technology issue here. It seems to me on some level, whether you're in corporate life or public political life, that the technology that exists out there enables you to have a whole bunch of identities that at the wrong time, at the wrong place, and with the wrong sort of moral lapse, you have to reconcile these identities. There's flirtatious Anthony Weiner. There's married Anthony Weiner. There's working on his constituency Anthony Weiner. And boy, if they get in conflict in a public way, you're in all kinds of trouble in this era more than any other.
Well, that's what's so strange here is that elected politicians know that in the social media space, everything is public. It's made their lives so transparent. Everything they do now is under scrutiny. So to get away from one personality and try to wear another hat is extremely dangerous. And frankly, you know, it's just mystifying because, you know, parents teach their 7-year-old children now about social media and about using the internet and the dangers of it and who's out there and that everyone's watching and there are strangers out there. And yet you have an elected official who's engaging this type of shenanigans.
One could easily imagine Anthony Weiner actually holding a news conference on some law that, you know, might have been proposed on precisely this subject for underage kids, and he can't even follow his own rules. I'm not saying that happened, but one could certainly imagine it. Finally, in Washington, just sort of culturally, on K Street, do all the sort of GOP consultants jump up and down when something like this happens to a Democrat? And when it happens to a Republican, do all the, you know, Democrat political consultants jump up and down and, you know, go on the cable shows?
Oh, I don't know about that. I do think that there's a shock element to it. Every crisis brings to it sort of an eye-opening surprise, and you do feel, you know, your heart really does go out to the family that's affected by the crisis. I mean, for Anthony Weiner's wife, that really is terrible. No, I don't think there's any particular glee in any of this.
Ron Bongean is from Singer Bongean Strategies, a communication and crisis management service, talking about the future, if there is one, of Anthony Weiner. He's not resigning. The Democratic congressman will persist. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Cindy wrote on our Facebook page, "I'm tired of these types of stories from our government elected officials. We should expect better of them. We pay their salaries, which should be reduced to be more in line to a teenage grocery store clerk. They behave about the same way. No offense intended to any decent grocery store clerks." Yeah, really.
Most of the clerks are pretty decent.
You know how to reach us. 877-8-MY-TAKE.